So here we are again on Palm Sunday. I'll remind you of the story of the palms. Jesus riding into Jerusalem on the back of a colt, being greeted by the people, not as a conquering hero, but as one who came to inherit the title of King of the Jews. He was of the line of David. He had satisfied the prophecies. He was seen as a Messiah, one who would save the country, one who would save the world, one who would change history. But people would later be confused and afraid because this Savior that they expected to throw the Romans out of Jerusalem would in fact be crucified on a cross. He made himself humble when he could have been royal. He made himself small when he could have been huge. He made himself a servant when he could have been the king. Why would he do such a thing? Because had he started the war that he could have started with a word, had he forced himself into the throne, had he pushed his way into his birthright, blood would have flowed through the streets. There would have been a revolution. There would have been a war. He chose instead to shed his own blood as an example for us of humility, being willing to humble himself even to the point of death. For those of you who've been to Passion Plays and seen the Passion of Christ and read the scriptures, we understand that he didn't just die. He let himself be crucified. He let himself be insulted. He let himself be tortured. He let himself be not just humbled, but humiliated. He allowed himself to suffer in order that we might not have to suffer. He became that Passover lamb that we talk about in the Old Testament, who gives its blood that the angel of death might pass over the firstborn children of Israel. And we become firstborn children of God when we accept Christ as our Savior. We become the chosen ones, the children of God, the people of God, the ones that God has looked to and seen as needing His forgiveness and His salvation. Not perfect, flawed, human. He loves us as we are, where we are, and who we are. Even in our worst moments, He still loves us. He gave His Son. How many of us would be willing to sacrifice our children for the betterment of the world? It would be an impossible thing to ask. How many of us would sacrifice ourselves, not just to die, but to be tortured and humiliated and insulted? Not a choice that most of us would want to make. Even in today's military, those people who put themselves in harm's way, the promise is no one left behind. That they won't let those kinds of things happen. Even though you may die in battle, we'll take you home to your family. And when that doesn't happen, it's especially painful for those who aren't brought back from the battlefield. Jesus was willing to give himself up to be humbled, to be humiliated, to be insulted, to be made fun of. We don't even like it when people disrespect us. Our pride rises and we get upset and angry and defensive. And how much did he suffer? I can't imagine. Years ago, I was a young man, not much older than some of our young folks here today. And I had the opportunity to go to Mexico around Easter time. We ended up way back in the back country, up in the mountains, in a little town on Easter weekend. And they had a Easter parade. Not like the ones that we know of in this country, where we have the ladies in the big hats and the flowers and the wonderful, you know, expressions of springtime. Not springtime Tallahassee. This was an Easter parade that was an enactment of Christ's crucifixion. And there was a man with a crown of thorns, blood running down his face, being beaten through the town. Now, I don't know if those thorns were real, but that blood sure looked real. And I talked to my friend who was from Mexico, whose family we were visiting, and he said, "Oh yes, it's considered a great honor amongst the penitentes, the Catholic sect that lives back in the mountains amongst the Indians. It's considered a great honor, and you get to get rid of great sins. You get to do penance for bad things by playing Christ on Easter and suffering as he did." And I thought, I mean, I'm 18 years old and I'm going, whoa, these people are serious. I had never seen anything like that. I'd never considered anything like that. People who were willing to suffer and bleed and be beaten for their faith, just so that they could do penance for some sin. We believe that Christ died for our sins, and so we don't have to suffer. And in fact, suffering is not real popular in the church these days. But these people believed that it was a good thing to suffer in this world, so that they might have an opportunity to be rewarded in the next. Over the centuries, Phil was telling me about someone that he was reading about from the 5th century? 14th century. People in the past believed that it was a good idea to suffer in this world so that they would not have to be punished in the next. That it was okay to suffer pain in this world if you had a chance to be rewarded in the next. We seem to think that suffering is not a good thing. And in fact, I don't think that any of us should suffer unnecessarily. But life is tough. Things are not easy. And when you believe in something and stand up for what you believe, sometimes you're asked to suffer. Maybe not suffering the way Christ suffered or suffering the way people in other countries suffer. You know, there are countries in this world where it's illegal to display the cross. There are countries in this world where it's not acceptable to be a Christian. There are countries in this world where it's illegal to worship and to celebrate Easter as we celebrate Easter. There are places where people are dying, suffering, going to jail, being beaten because of their beliefs and their refusal to bow down to the powers of the world while they hold up the power of the cross. We don't think about that very much here. We don't think about the fact that people still suffer for their faith. But it's true. They do. And they do it willingly. They do it gladly. They do it openly. Because they believe that it's more important to suffer in this world than it is to give in and risk suffering throughout eternity. What suffering is Christ asking of us? What suffering are we willing to bear? What pain are we willing to struggle with and overcome in order to be an example of that strength that Christ had, a willingness to bear pain in this world so that we could have a better world? Moms understand about that. They go into labor and are willing to suffer that pain of childbirth in order to bring a new life into the world. A lot of our people who work in areas where they have to go out and do difficult jobs are willing to put themselves on the line. Our military certainly does. Our law enforcement does. Firefighters do. EMTs do. We pointed it out very poignantly after 9/11, when everybody else was running out of the burning buildings. Law enforcement, firefighters, paramedics were running towards the burning buildings. What suffering is God asking us to bear? May not be something big. May not be something obvious. May not be something particularly difficult. But He asks us to be willing to bear the pain of this world so that we can get to the joy of the next. Can we not do what Paul asked the church in Philippi to do? Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. And being found in human form, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Are we, in our human form, willing to be obedient, to suffer when the need arises? I don't think most of us are going to have to be faced with death on a cross. But we have our own crosses to bear. We have our own sufferings to bear. We have our own difficulties to overcome. God never said it was going to be easy, that it wouldn't hurt, that it wasn't painful. A few years ago, I had a cross made out of nails, and I wore it regularly because it reminded me that my faith is not pretty, shiny, new. It's old. It hurts. It involves suffering and pain. Someone suffered so we could be here. Someone suffered so that this building could be here. Someone suffered so that we could have life and have it eternally. My job isn't to have an easy life. It's to do His will. To be obedient. To be willing to humble myself. To be willing to follow His call. To be willing to do what He has. In Jesus' name, amen.